Well, good morning, ladies. I am in, or at, not in, I'm at Disney today. I am sitting back in the room by myself for a little while, drinking my coffee, filling up on his word. And I was sitting here and I was thinking about how calm my brain has been these past few days, how light I have felt, praising God for that. I know I've had people praying for me to have just a little bit of peace for a little bit. But I was thinking, thinking back. I was trying to just go back and remember. And I'm just going to go back, you know, this past year. And for you guys that are new to my podcast, it's been a really rough year. Lost a lot of people in my life, four significant losses this year. And, but I really want to just park in the area of, or the timeline of when I was in Texas helping take care of my mom. And if anyone knows me, I'm not really good with yucky stuff. I'm just, I don't like it. I struggled changing diapers. Seriously, real deal. I did not like to change diapers. So I have a pretty awesome husband who did most of them when he was home for me, because I just don't do well with that. So going home in December to help take care of my mother, who was in her final stages with dementia. She was pretty much bedridden and couldn't do anything. And if anyone has experienced this, you know the sounds and the smells and, you know, having to do everything for them. And so it, you know, I had a lot of anxiety leading up to going to Texas because I knew me, and I'm like, there's no way that I'm going to be able to do this. There's no way I'm going to be able to change my mom's diaper and handle it. And so as I get there, you know, it's just like this supernatural power took over me, and none of it. In the moment that I had to do what needed to be done, I was a rock star. I mean, I'm not bragging, but I was a straight up rock star. And then after it was done, I would look back and I'd be like, who was that? That was God. That was God. So where I was thinking about this morning was, looking back through my life, especially on the hardest of hards, and tracing him, where he was, you know, what he was doing in the midst of it, you know, because afterwards you can easily say, you know, God, where were you, you know, when my mom and my dad and my mother-in-law and even Piper were dying, you know, why weren't you doing something? Why couldn't you have stopped that? All these things. And there's answers that, you know, that we'll never have. You know, if you're in the middle of your child, you know, pulling away from you, being addicted to drugs, a marriage that has completely fallen apart and you see no hope, bills that have stacked up so high that you don't know. So it's sometimes so hard to see him in the middle of it. And even in the middle of all of that in December with my mom, I didn't see him. But after, when I looked back, I was like, wow. And if you're a believer in Christ, I guarantee you can go back and do the same thing. You know, it might be hard to see him right now in the middle of it, but I can promise you, because of his word, he says he never leaves us, never forsakes us. He tells us that we are not alone. You are not alone. He is with you. It might be foggy. It might be smoky. It might be dark. Your eyes might be filled with so many tears that you cannot physically see him. But there's going to come a time, once you're past this storm, once you're past this battle, once you're past this struggle, that you're going to be able to look back and you're going to be able to go, oh. You know, you're going to be able to see your rock star moments in the middle of all this, and you're going to be like, wow. Because you know it wasn't you. You know it wasn't you. That is God. His hand is on everything in your life. Everything. We have such a good, good Father. He loves us. He loves us. So right now, if you're in the middle of it, and you need an anchor to hold you tight, and you can't find the light, the hope. If you're a believer, go back to the resurrection. You know that. You know that he rose again and that he's alive. And because of that, you have your salvation. That might be hard right now in the middle of that fight, in the middle of that child that's pulling away, in the middle of that marriage that's just, you don't even see how you're going to be able to get through it. In the middle of, where is this money going to come from? If you're in the middle of a storm of depression and anxiety, just wanting it to end. Whew. Sometimes I'm telling you, think of the resurrection, it's just not enough because it hurts so much. I get you, sister. I get you, brother. I get it. But there is going to come a moment when you're going to be able to look back and you're going to be able to see it. And then, girls, this is where the good stuff comes. You're going to see your growth. You're going to see the relationship with God just grow closer and closer. That intimacy is going to be more and more. That faith is going to be stronger. You're going to be more equipped for the next one and the next one, because they're going to come. That's life. They're going to come. But he is with you. He will see you through. That resurrection that I was talking about earlier, that's enough, girls. That is enough, guys. That is enough to keep us hanging on. To keep that little bit of light in the middle of the darkness. It's there. It's always there. It never goes away. Going back to me being at Disney and just having these few days of complete peace. Whew. I was so dreading coming, so scared, because I'm in such a dark place with my depression and anxiety and my grief, and worried about, you know, being here and being away from home and the comforts of my four walls and my normal activities. And I've looked back over these few days, and this morning as I woke up, and just feeling it. The peace that he has given me. It's a good, good Father. And you know, I know that once I get home, things might go back to the way they were. But I'm going to hang on to this and remember what he's provided for me right now. I talk about manna so often, the manna. He provides it every day. So hang on. He is with you. He is with you. He will provide what you need today, even if you don't feel it. You're going to get to the end of the day and you can look back and you're going to be able to see him. You're going to be able to trace God in your day. It could be the littlest of things, but it's God, and those little things add up. They add up to that rock star. He is so faithful, ladies. All right, I just had to share that with you this morning. Have a blessed day. I'm fixing to go to Magic Kingdom and hopefully meet me some princesses. You are enough. Bye.